Movies, a podcast where we give movies a second look, second chance, second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me, as always, it's my co-host, Jake Twido.
Preston, what's going on, baby?
What's good?
That's the worst intro I've ever done in my life. What's going on, baby? Hey, baby. You ever watch James Acaster at all?
No.
He's a comedian. Check him out. I don't know what it is. It's his British accent, but he says, baby.
Bebe?
All the time. It sticks. Just, what's going on, baby?
Well, who has...
Has nothing to do with this movie.
I know. I was about to transition into, well, you
but
know...
But hey, you know what? You can't understand a lot of stuff from people in this movie, too. Who, like the Brits.
Yeah, who does have an accent that sticks with you? It's the water boy.
Yeah, damn, oh, man. Get my mouth out of
here. I worry about the little water boy. I know.
I'm going to get this out of my system. Preston, you're a football guy, right?
Yeah.
Cool. That's all I needed. No, I'm just kidding. who's the dude? Was there a dude at LSU that was the most Nolans guy in the world? You know what I'm talking about?
Coach O.
Coach O. There we go. Yeah, my old man. Get him
on. He sounds just like this, but he can talk.
Dude, he's the best, by the way. I don't do football, but I've watched so many clips of him just talking.
He's a spokesperson for Roback now.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Roback, son. I tell you what, they're expensive as fire, but it's pretty
good clothes. Coach O, and I in my Roback, and then I wear the shirt, and then I wear the hoodie, and I wear my Roback.
Got a dog on the little corner over there. It's the really corner. Nice. The corner on the corner. I love the polo. Never mind. I should quit. Yeah. Hey, Waterboy, more of the Adam Sandler saga that we're on.
Gosh, the best.
But you know what's so funny? This is, I feel like, where I need to look this up before I say it, but I think this is where Adam Sandler's time being Adam Sandler was closing. Slightly.
This kind of. This was 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
But it's where Adam Sandler just became a character.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that badly, by the way. I'm just... people don't take him as seriously. Yeah. But I don't know. Well, Wedding Singer was before this. That was different. Big Daddy comes after this.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love comes way after. So I'll take it back some. Yeah. But
the story of Waterboy is a water boy for a college football team discovers he has a unique tackling ability and becomes a member of the team.
I'm willing to bet there are no positive reviews for this.
There are, actually. There's one.
Really?
There were two.
I thought this would... two.
James...
This isn't a critics movie, for
yeah,
sure.
No. No. James Birradinelli from Real Views says, arguably Sandler's most enjoyable motion picture to date, but it's still far from a masterpiece. Fair.
I think this is a masterpiece. Yeah.
Ron Wells from Film Threat said, a stupid summer movie.
That sounds like a great review.
Yeah. Like, you could take that either way.
I think that those movies are lost now on people, man.
Yeah.
I remember I saw so many movies in the summer that were the dumbest things ever. I didn't really like them, but they were the most enjoyable thing in the world to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go to the theater to see it, and it's like, I tuned out, dude. It's summer. I could give a crap.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's not a lot to this. Mm-mm. I mean, it's...
simple.
It's simple. A lot like Adam Sandler's character.
Bobby Boothie.
That's not supposed to be a special joke, by the way. And I want to ask, is there something wrong with his character? Or is he just awkward?
I want to say he's just awkward, and he's been extremely sheltered by his mother.
I'd say, like, yeah, socially inept. And has a stutter. I went down this. I meant to send it to you. There's this whole Reddit thing of, is the water boy not there intellectually completely? Is he autistic? Dude, people get heated about it.
I think he's...
I mean, it was like 2,000 pages long.
Yeah, that's why I don't go on Reddit.
Yeah, that's why I stay away from it. But sometimes I just like, yeah, I'm going to get into this mess.
My take on it is he was just... it's like a homeschool kid. He was just extremely sheltered. He is a homeschool kid. He was extremely sheltered, and his
mother, in the worst case, too.
Yeah, his mother had terrible attachment issues to him because his dad left. So,
did you I mean, you know, hopefully, if you're listening, it's not the first time. If you're new, whatever, we're from South Carolina. Do you have any people that homeschooled that were like this? Because I did. There's definitely some people that were like,
they were. I mean, where I grew up, most of the people went to private school. There wasn't a lot of homeschool kids. Like, especially around my church and everything, it mostly all went to, I was one of the only kids that went to public school.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess our public schools aren't the best, but.
Yeah,
they're fine. Actually, I got a good learning.
We have some of the highest standards in the state. So, you know, that's. Or in the country.
Well, up in the upstate, we just, you know, if you can spell your name, then good.
this movie begins at the University of Louisiana, Monroe, I think. Or is it just University of Louisiana? I can't remember.
I think it's just the University of Louisiana.
Just like a generic University of Louisiana.
That's not a real school, right?
I mean, there's LSU. There probably is. There's like a UL Monroe. I don't think there's... I think the University of Louisiana is LSU, so...
Yeah. I don't even remember how this starts. I just know we meet Bobby quickly. Is it on the field right away?
Not immediately. It's Jerry Reed coaching practice. Who, by the way, I recently saw... I mean, it's not the first time I've seen it in by a mile, but seeing Jerry Reed in this and recently seeing him in Smokin' Bandit.
Awesome. It's weird, isn't it?
It's awesome.
What about Concrete Cowboys? Did you catch him in that?
Never seen that.
Don't.
It doesn't sound great.
It's Tom Selleck, and then that's cool. Don't. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Sorry.
He's coaching a football practice, and you know, he's a dick, basically. It's just set up. His character as a dick.
Yep.
And he's getting interviewed by Lynn Swan about his green playbook.
By the way, this is the last movie he did.
Really?
Yep.
Did he die?
Yeah, way after. Okay. 2008, he died. Gotcha. So, died at like 70-something.
Oh, wow.
This was his last movie.
And... then we meet the water boy comes out. Like, he's, it just sets up his character as like he's the antagonist. He's not a very good person. He's a dick to his players. And the water boy comes out with his equipment. You know, for them to shit on the water boy so much, he sure does have nice equipment to set up for the water.
Logan watched this with me, and I said, man, he has some good equipment. And she went, it's the lamest thing I've ever heard you say. And I was like, well, I was a water boy for a little while. Like, my dad coached football. I didn't want to, I could care less. So I did water. Then I was a mascot. And she was like, did you have any equipment? And I was like, yeah, I had these things called Mr. Mister. And like, you pump it up and spray mist.
And that's kind of
also refill.
It's kind of what he has on his back.
I had a very similar setup. Just going to go ahead and tell you.
So Jake was a water boy.
I'm a little, y'all got some problems.
Just never learned to tackle.
Man, I did football once. I went to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the line. So I'm a bigger guy. I don't do violence well. I mean, like, I'll beat the fire to someone if I have to, but I just remember someone yelling at me and being like, hit him, kill him. And I hit someone, and then I felt bad about it. And then the coach just kept yelling at me. And I just remember, I'm like, dude, you're like 60 years old yelling at me. I'm 12. What's wrong with you? I quit. Yeah. I think I said, screw you, I'm playing baseball. Joke's on me. That guy was the coach of the rival team on baseball the next year.
Oh, well. Yeah,
but. And so 10 out of 10 on realism of the old water. That's
the
all.
The players start harassing him, and then, of course, our evil coach blames the distraction on the water boy. And
how
fires him.
Yeah. How, is it just... I can't remember why he got fired. Was this because he was a distraction?
Yeah, like the players were messing with him, and he just was like, why is that water boy still here? Like, he's causing a distraction because they keep messing. They keep going over there and messing with him. Like, it's his fault. So he's fired.
You're fired. Jared Reed does a good job in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He goes home and you meet his mom.
He drives home on a lawnmower, first of all.
Drives home on a lawnmower, which, by the way, my upcoming country album. I'll share some with you. I'm writing a country album, everybody.
Just like George Jones to the liquor store.
Bingo. It's called Lawnmower Freedom, and it's about getting a DUI and driving your lawnmower to the liquor store because you're American. It's completely written by AI, and it's beautiful. So
awesome.
You be on the lookout. We'll be doing a review of that. We'll be doing a review of that real soon. I can't think of, like, Kathy Bates. This is her.
I forgot it was Kathy Bates.
I completely forgot. I can't not see her. Just that lady. And I love it. She didn't want to do this movie, but her niece is a big Adam Sandler fan, so she did it. Perfect.
Sometimes that's all it takes for these actors. It's like, I don't want to.
It's so funny. It's like your kids and your family,
yeah,
make these decisions. That's great.
And then, you know, in the case of Zoe Saldana, you end up in a bunch of billion-dollar movies.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana, what a loser. Not really.
No, she's great. She's awesome.
I don't know. Hey, Tom Holland's great, so she's cool.
Yeah. Mama's got a donkey that lives in the house, and
I don't remember his name at all.
Darren? No, not Darren. I don't know. I can't remember the donkey's name either. But it's a very stereotypical, like, what you would think a crazy Bayou Cajun person would live.
Yeah.
He
it does the stereotype perfectly.
Yeah. He gets fired from foosball.
Foosball's for the devil.
Well, foosball's for the devil. That's the other thing. Mama says everything's from the devil. Everything's the devil. So the next day he goes out and tries to the SCLSU, South Central Louisiana State University Mud Dogs, who are on a 40-game losing streak. And the other greatest actor in this movie, Henry Winkler.
So I need to openly admit something. This part of the podcast is brought to you by Publix Grocery Store, because that's where I shop, and it's called the Admit Something Embarrassing. I didn't know Henry the Winkler was the Fonz until Barry.
Really?
I watched Barry with my wife, and I was like, God, this guy's the best, dude. I was like, it's crazy. Like, you only see him, like, he had to do something earlier in life, and she goes, that's the Fonz. And I went, no, it is. And then immediately after, she goes, you know Ron Howard is Opie, right? And then my brain melted more. And I said, dear God, I didn't know.
You didn't know Ron Howard was Opie?
Nope.
Everybody knows that. God.
Mama says knowing stuff about the movies is from the devils.
Did you know Bryce Dallas Howard was his daughter?
No, you told me that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you told me when we talked about Woo! Mandalorian at the end of one of these episodes, and I went, huh? Yeah, I just don't put two and two together.
Oh, man. Yeah, so he gets...
You want to end it here? That's cool.
Yeah, he gets a job with the Mud Dogs, and... Henry Winkler's character is like a very sad, sad man.
Yeah. He's just such an interesting character, man. Like, he's a lot like his character in Barry, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just a little spacey, a little flighty, which maybe that's just Henry Winkler.
And he tells stories all the time about this movie. He's like, he said Adam would just like sit behind the camera sometimes and like just feed me lines to do, especially like when they with the later on with the water sucks and everything. He was like, I would just do random lines, and he would pick one in the edit. I had no clue what I was doing.
I mean, I just you got to respect Adam Sandler some of knowing what I know now. You have the Fonz, and you're like, we're gonna ad lib some stuff real quick, and I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
I also at this point, I do want to interject a random thing of trivia that I remembered.
Okay,
I wrote it down in my notes. When this film came out, there was a trailer. This was one of the trailers for The Phantom Menace, Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars fans who didn't know Adam Sandler was left after the trailer because they hated him so much and didn't watch The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. Like, a bunch of people bought tickets to the water. So they're part of the Waterboy success.
Yeah.
They all bought tickets because they were playing the trailer for Phantom Menace before this.
I said it backwards, but that's the greatest thing ever. Like, you promoted Star Wars. I mean, this movie made some freaking money, dude.
$190 million
at the box office. $23 million budget.
Yeah.
Ah, man. So you meet the new antagonist, slight one. The players for the Mud Dogs.
Yeah, they eventually come around. The cheerleaders are a bunch of drunks. So is the mascot, which is hilarious.
I love it. I mean, there are so many stupid stereotype things that this movie, I think, created.
Yeah.
Just sticks.
Yeah. And he meets his first, the first player on the team is the kicker, and it's a black kicker.
Lawrence Gilliard. Okay. Junior is that actor, and I love that dude, man. He went to Juilliard and studied the clarinet.
Wow.
And he's an actor. He's great.
I think he was in The Walking Dead.
In New York. He was in The Walking Dead. Gangs in New York.
Okay.
He's
in Gangs in New York?
There's something else that he's big in that I'm...
Okay.
The Machinist, which I haven't watched. I just know he's in it, and I've seen clips.
I'm scared to watch that. I don't want to watch it.
I want to. I'm gonna do it, but
I don't want to. I don't want to see a bone.
What a nice guy, though. I mean, it's like it's the first person that's nice Forrest Gump is what I was saying.
Bobby
Boucher, not Bobby Gump.
Bobby Boucher.
I have to make sure I mention here, and you can leave this in. Logan's mom's maiden name is Boucher.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I'm around them, I'm just like, y'all know Bobby? No one gets it. And I'm just grinning ear to ear.
Y'all know Bobby?
Y'all know Bobby? But yeah. So, he's got a friend.
Mm-hmm. They share a helmet because the football team's so broke.
And I guess we skipped over it. So he's the water boy. Does the quarterback piss him off and he hits him?
It's the... the linebacker, one of the linebackers comes over and spits in the cooler. And he tries to control his rage, and then the coach comes over and is like, hey, man, you gotta stick up for yourself. You can't put up with that. Like, they'll run over you. I've seen it. And so he flashes back to Jerry Reed laughing at him and yelling at him and other people spitting in the cooler, and he just runs out on the field and nails him.
That yell, the Forrest Gump angry Forrest Gump. Oh my gosh, I did it again. The Bobby Boucher angry, like, that's the best. It is the best, dude. And we've met whatever the devil his name is in this movie. Blake Clark. It's the crazy coach.
Oh yeah,
in my hearing, I'm out.
Farmer Fran, I think, is his name in this movie.
Yeah, Farmer Fran. Blake Clark, that dude's been in some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's in The Mask, done. Best movie ever. In The Waterboy after that. Fatal Instinct? I haven't actually seen that. The biggest thing, though, he's the voice of Slinky Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in Toy Story 3 and 4.
Yeah, it was Jim Varney. To begin with.
Yeah.
Ernest P. Worrell, rest in peace.
I didn't realize that's who took it over. Yeah. But when I looked it up and I went, oh, shoot, dadgum.
Yeah, so he's living good.
He done good. He done all.
He done good.
And so the coach now is like, hey, you got talent. I need to go talk to your mama. Because mama don't let me play football. Mama said foosball is the devil.
Foosball is for the devil, coach.
So he goes to Bobby's house, and they're eating snake.
I mean, like, what a great stereotypical what anyone thinks of someone that lives in the bayou.
Yeah.
Which, people that are from the bayou, I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anybody from the bayou. I don't want to get killed.
They're from the bayou. Like, they grew up there.
The bayou.
That's legit. Like, they're different. They ain't swamp. Like, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Walking Dead had Daryl Nixon. Pretty dang good. Let's not go down a Walking Dead path. I was about to ask you a question.
Nope.
But
nope.
Yeah. Not worth my time.
So, he plays football anyway. I can't remember how, but they just won't
coach
tell
him. Coach talks, oh, yes. talks him into what mama don't know, mama won't get hurt.
Because he's like, my mama said I couldn't get a tattoo of Roy Orbison on me. And then he pulls his pants down. He's got a Roy Orbison tattoo on his butt.
One of my favorite scenes in this movie. I mean, like, Henry Winkler. That dude will do it, man.
What mama don't know won't hurt her.
What mama don't know.
So he's playing football now, and he's him and the kicker share a helmet.
I saw this movie my dad once, Preston, and he goes, "Yeah, that helmet's not regulation."
Duh.
took the time out of it to tell me, like, so that helmet, it's not regulation. Like, no crap, man. It's a single bar.
Duh, dude.
Yeah.
It hasn't been regulation since 70s. 1954.
Yeah, they may as well be wearing a leather cap at this point, eh? So Bobby starts college as well.
Yeah.
And he meets Colonel Sanders.
Oh, that's probably my favorite character. Now, why is the alligator so aggressive? Mama said the alligator, they throw ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush to brush them with. Mama's wrong.
I'm not looking to boost your ego, but you could very easily do some acting because you hit most of these lines pretty solid. Mm. And you know them correctly. If I do it, it's halfway right. And the boy sounds like me.
Mama says happiness is comes from rays of sunshine. Mama's wrong
Mama's
again.
Wrong again.
Mama not wrong, Colonel Sanders. You wrong.
And I just love his buddy, his only friend. Bobby, this is a pretty extreme course. Why'd you pick it? OSW. And it's a fountain. This is the most Louisiana bayou thing I've ever heard in my life. Look at that fountain. But Bobby is crushing it, and they're starting to win because mm-hmm. this defense player is crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, because one linebacker is going to make all the difference on defense anyway.
But you also get to meet Vicky Valancourt.
Vicky Valancourt.
I don't know if it's his girlfriend or whatever else.
She likes Bobby for some reason. We meet her, and she's working on his lawnmower.
God, that scene's so ridiculous, too.
Hi, Vicky Valancourt.
Hello, Vicky Valancourt.
She just got out of jail. And he invites her over to Mama's house.
I can't pronounce that actress's name, Fairuza Balk.
Sure.
She was in Return to Oz. That's all I really know. I think that was her first movie.
Probably.
And then, you ever watched American History X?
Mm-mm.
You should watch it. It's super good. It is dark, and it is tough to watch. Came out the same year as this. It's Edward Norton's a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, I heard he took over the edit on that movie.
Yeah. It's good. It hurts.
Okay.
It's good. It's a good movie. It's just, but after Waterboy, she kind of just died out.
Yeah.
Actually, no, she was in Almost Famous and she got awards for that.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. And now I said nice things about her. The perfect trashy looking girl I've ever seen in my life.
It was a great cast.
I feel bad for the scuzz bag. So good.
Yeah. So
what's a scuzz bag, by the way?
The hell if I know. At Mama's house, we eaten alligator. Just
little baby alligators.
Snout and all. And he hadn't told, he's still trying to keep from the fact that he's playing football from his mama. And Vicky Valancourt and Mama getting an argument about he's a grown man, he does what he wants. He can hang out with whoever he wants, as long as it ain't you.
No.
It's so stupid
and uncomfortable. It's just like, okay.
Mama thick.
Well, he keeps on going.
Yeah, there's like a montage of them winning.
Oh, yeah, they have a pep rally at some point in time where they're going to the end, really.
Well, no,
that's when
there's also the party that they go to after their first win, because they get their first win, and then they have a party at like a frat house or something. And that, you know, the Colonel Sanders is coming down the stairs with like two black eyes.
Oh God, yeah.
We still having that quiz on Thursday?
Whatever you want, Mr. Boucher.
I just like Adam Sandler. Well, you know, however you want to view him, he created a genre.
He did.
But I think still sticks to this day of the stupid comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't that stupid, though.
No.
Like, it's connected-ish. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I just realized Billy Madison, it's Veronica Vaughn, right?
Yes.
And then it's Vicky
Valancourt.
What's Happy Gilmore's? It's Virginia. It's Virginia Vennett.
Oh my gosh.
They're all double V's.
Wow.
Yeah, boy, I pulled that out of thin air. You're welcome. You might want to fact check that, but I think I'm right. And if I am, I'm going to kill myself because I don't need that knowledge in my brain.
That's wild. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that's right. Sorry. Hey, random fact for everybody. If you're stupid like me, yeah. There you go.
So they win and they keep winning. And yes, they eventually get to like a pep rally where the University of Louisiana, whatever they are, show up on the way to the Bourbon Bowl. Because they've both been selected for the Bourbon Bowl. If this is a... They talk about national championships. This is just me ranting about football for a second. The University of Louisiana plays for national championships. And then this year, they're playing in the Bourbon Bowl against, like, probably an unranked team in a conference. I'm like, that's not good. So they haven't had... That tells me that Jerry Reed has had a good season. But they're saying he's undefeated. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but you know what else makes sense? Did you recognize the University of Louisiana, their stadium?
Mm-mm.
It's Williams-Brice Stadium.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bunch of trash people in South Carolina. Bunch of Gamecocks. Y'all a bunch of trash. Enjoy your flat concrete, you bunch of idiots. I got mountains and winters. I'm just kidding. I don't really care. But yeah, it's all Williams-Brice. They based all that because it was the perfect stadium for what they needed.
So. Well, yeah, because back then it was so fucking blank and nothing but concrete.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you can actually tell it's...
And to be fair, I don't know if they based everything off or they actually did a ton. I know they filmed some there.
They probably shot there.
Well, I mean, it's surrounded by a state fairground. Like, you can set up and do whatever. You know, yeah. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, when I watched this the first time in the theaters, I went, no, I know they filmed there. Because I went, daggum, that's the Gamecock Stadium. You know, because that's where all things that are loser and dumb, they go. You see that filter? I just filtered myself so good. I love Clemson. I don't care. Let me just go ahead and get that out there. I'm a bad fan. Whatever. But if you're a Gamecock fan, you can suck it. But I don't care. It's fine.
Fine.
Nah. No, it's cool. Hey, it's cool, man. You do you. If you want to be an idiot, that's fine. But I don't care. So they show up to this daggone prep rally in a charter bus. Yeah. I'm going to give you a break because you know who else needs a break? All them Gamecock fans that don't know what they're doing. I don't care. It's cool. I don't give a crap. Hey, y'all are good, man.
If you don't live in the United States or in the South or anywhere close to South Carolina, this makes no sense to you.
Yeah, but hey, you know what does make sense? War One and World War Two. And I'm not trying to say Clemson is the rest of the world, but Gamecocks are kind of like the Germanys. That's not true. They haven't killed anybody but themselves with how dumb they are. By the way, that Beamer guy's really nice.
Yeah.
You see, I got some courage. I got some compassion.
Yeah. He's not a good coach, but he's a nice dude.
Hey, he's a good guy. He's a lot better than Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bobby apparently never graduated high school because his mama homeschooled him.
Yeah, and faked a transcript.
Guess what? That wasn't legit.
Yep. And Jerry Reed got like an official thing from the NCAA way too quick. They do not work that fast.
No, I can verify that. They do not, man.
They suck.
I have worked with them. I've worked for them doing IT stuff.
Uh-huh.
What should have taken a month took 4.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, stupid stuff. Like, how do you want the color of this form to be? I'm trying to substitute what it was, but no, it took 3 weeks. We've been talking internally and we feel like this should be appropriate now. I'm like, it took you 3 weeks to make that choice.
Yep.
But
that's them.
Sorry.
They suck.
So everyone hates Bobby. But Coach Klein.
Coach Klein. And he goes to Coach Klein and he says, but what, why you do that?
why you do that?
And so, but
Coach Klein stands up for him, talks to the NCAA,
and they let him check.
Tells him that, yeah, if he can pass, if he can get a GED,
yeah,
they'll let him do it.
Yep. And you know what? He gets a GED, and he's so happy, and he comes out. Mama's in the hospital. She done fail. Quote unquote.
That is one of the funniest. It's perfect. Of just. Oh, she fell, and then she's faking it the whole daggone time.
And then they decorate her entire room just like her house. Like she's acting like she's passed out in the bed. They bring the
donkeys up in there, yeah, too.
And so around comes New Year's Eve, which is the day before the Bourbon Bowl. And he turns on TV and says, look, Mama, it's the devil. And it's Dick Clark.
So great, dude.
Look who's on the TV, Mama. It's the devil.
He's the devil. We also, sorry, I scooted you by it. The apology between him and Coach Klein. Klein lets him know. You understand why we keep seeing this dumb green notebook?
Yes.
Klein worked, they worked together, and they were fighting, not fighting, but one of them was going to be the next head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Boulier. Yeah, Boulier. That's the character's name. Coach Boulier.
Yeah.
Whatever. Stole his plays from him, essentially, or he gave them to him. And then Coach Klein went into a spiral and can't make new plays ever again because he's afraid.
And so Bobby has said he's not going to play in the Bourbon Bowl because Mama's sick. And so everybody in Louisiana comes to the hospital room and says, come on, Bobby, play. And Bobby says he can't go play. Come on, man.
Well, lo and behold, daggum Helen, you find out she's faking it.
She's faking.
And she tells Bobby, your daddy was a no good Bayou boy.
Roberto.
Sorry, I'm already picturing the end of this movie with him. It's just like, what in the world? So they start the Bourbon Bowl.
And also makes up. If you've watched ESPN in like the early 2000s and the 90s, Brent Musburger,
champion of this movie.
Lee Corso, the other guy,
Lynn Swan, Chris Fowler.
I don't know the other
Dan guy. Patrick.
Dan Patrick is on the ESPN, is on SportsCenter anchor. God, what awesome. Only thing that was missing was Rich Eisen. But
Yeah, they would have had the whole crew.
Yeah. Brent Musburger is the best out of all those guys.
It's so stupidly funny, man. Yeah. I was like, this guy, I looked it up. I was like, did he do acting elsewhere too? Because he played his role perfect. Yeah.
Which, why would he be announcing the Bourbon Bowl? But anyway.
Don't ask questions.
Why would they have two crews for the Bourbon Bowl? Because there's Lee Corso and Chris Fowler in one booth, and then it cuts to Brent Musburger and this other guy. And I'm like, why is there two? Anyway, that's...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Let's fight them. Let's go. Hey, my other sworn enemy. No, I'm just kidding.
So it's halfway through the Bourbon Bowl. Coach has no clue what's going on. And then Bobby shows up at halftime. Do y'all remember the one where Bobby showed up at the halftime of the Bourbon Bowl?
It's just so ridiculous. Took a daggone airboat the whole way there. Went him, through there.
Him,
just...
Mama, and Vicky Valancourt. And is already in like his jersey and pads is when he walks around the corner into the locker room.
At this point, I need to make sure I tell you, it's really weird. You mentioned Ron Howard. Or I did. Ron Howard's brother's in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Fan.
Yeah, he's one of the...
And he shows up at some point here. Yeah.
He's that idiot fan. And the guy with the teeth that sits next to him was his caddy in Happy Gilmore.
I didn't realize that that actor was actually his brother. I knew his brother was in it. I didn't realize that's his brother.
That is his brother, yes. His real brother.
That makes a lot more sense in life. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, now I know who that toothless guy is. I mean, he's in a ton of stuff, but
yeah, he's also...
We need to end the Howards. We need to end them. This is too much.
Bryce Dallas Howard's uncle. So, just make sure you got that connection.
Bobby goes in.
Yep.
But when Bobby goes in, he empowers the coach to not be afraid of his rival and starts picturing a baby on his head and a kitty cat.
And a puppy. Oh, you little baby.
Okey dokey.
And so he comes up with some new plays, and Bobby starts killing him. And so Jerry Reed comes up with the idea to just take a knee with 4 minutes left and just kneel it out and to cancel out the water boy, basically. What? I can't remember.
Also, at this point, my dad said, anybody that does that is a coward or a strategic coward. You can win games as one, but not as the other.
That was the point of Jerry Reed's character. He's a coward.
A strategic coward.
All he has is that green notebook. He's not a good coach. Also, how did one playbook keep him going for 20 years?
A lot of pages.
Yeah, I guess.
By the way, I'm shocked. The negative review. I know this is on Robert Ebert's most hated list.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't figure out what he likes.
Never mind. Yeah.
He hates good stuff and likes not good stuff. So I don't know.
He likes wearing sweaters. Tell you that much. Yeah. That means nothing.
The Mud Dogs win.
By the way, we've seen Rob Schneider now. This is the first time Rob Schneider was in a Sandler movie.
You can do it.
He's played that character a thousand times. I hate Rob Schneider.
Holy crap. He starts it. I'm not a fan, man.
He's not a good person.
No, he's kind of a...
And he sucks.
Yeah.
But that...
Yeah, the Schneider... No.
The only reason he has a career is Adam Sandler.
Which is weird. I think there's a lot of Sandler's friends, which some of them do good.
But,
like, you know...
Some, like Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Have found fame on their own.
Paul Blart.
Yeah, Kevin James has somewhat of
Paul Blart's great. Yeah,
I don't like Kevin James either. Like, I don't understand the appeal.
I don't know. The weird thing about this movie, like, speaking of Adam Sandler's friends, Chris Farley died a month before they started filming.
Oh my gosh!
And Adam Sandler was like begging to, can we push this back? And the director assured him like, he can take long breaks. We're going to do this, but you can take time during filming. And Sandler later was like, that was the best thing in my life. I had such a good time. It helped me get over this. Man, I forget how close Sandler and Farley were.
Oh, yeah. They were super close.
Which the upcoming Josh Gad movie better do a daggum good job of portraying him.
Who's playing Chris Farley?
Josh Gad.
Ugh.
He's directing and starring.
Ugh.
I don't know if he's starring as Chris Farley, but I assume. Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
No. It's a great movie, man.
Yeah, it's good.
He marries Vicki Vallenport in the end, meets his daddy at the end.
Roberto shows up.
He is the most like drunk looking man I've ever seen in my daggone life.
Hey, Bobby, just like Tiger Woods and his daddy.
Friend of Adam Sandler's shows up in every movie and after this, pretty much. He was actually the director of this movie.
Really?
I think Frank Carassi.
Could have been.
Yeah, he directed this.
Oh.
He directed Wedding Singer. He directed this. I know he did Click.
Good for him.
The Zookeeper with Kevin James.
Adam Sandler's the Tom Cruise of comedy. Like, he picks who he wants to direct his movie and star in.
Okay. I can roll with that one.
And he makes his own movies, basically.
I'd give this a solid 9-1.
It's a good 9.
I enjoy it. It was a good time. Man.
It's funny.
It was fun. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Great. Just
good summer film, even though this came out in November.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy did say it's like a dumb summer movie. Well, that guy's an idiot. Sorry, Ron Wells, whoever you are.
The best thing is, I think this movie came out while Sandler was shooting Big Daddy.
Makes sense.
I think he showed up to the Waterboy premiere dressed up as his character. So, which looks just like Adam Sandler in real life.
It's just Adam Sandler.
Sorry.
So that leads us to what are we watching, what are we playing, what are we reading?
Preston, I watched Argylle.
What do you think?
I hated it.
Really?
I liked the first half.
Yeah.
I hated the second.
Yeah.
When the twist, spoilers alert, if you haven't seen the movie Argylle,
suck it. You kind of see that coming, though.
You do. But when they did, it became this isn't as believable anymore. Yeah. Not that it was believable before.
Matthew Vaughn has made better movies.
I didn't know he made that movie. When the credits rolled up and I saw it, I went,
ooh. I feel like if you'd have done like the same kind of like tongue-in-cheek stuff like Kingsman with the same kind of action, like with more like an R-rated action, I think it could have been improved. But
yeah, I mean, I still had fun watching it, though.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's not great by any means, but it's not as bad as everybody was saying.
No, definitely not that.
Speaking of which,
I think
The King's Man is on Disney Plus right now.
Is that the
That's like the one in World War One.
Ray Fiennes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen part of that. I saw it on an airplane. I need to finish it. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Pretty fun.
Kingsman 2, not good.
God, which is disappointing, dude. It had a cast. Pedro Pascal, Channing Tatum.
That's the first time I saw Pedro Pascal, I think.
I think it may have been for me, too. No, I saw him in Spy Kids.
I think everybody saw him in Narcos. I think that's how he got that job.
Never watched that, dude. I want to watch it.
I hadn't either.
Looks great. X-Men 97, I'm hooked.
Yep.
You and I have already talked, like, the art style, it's coming on to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all right with it. The story is so good, I don't care. I did not expect them to do this good of a job.
Blood. And I think I heard a curse word.
There was. It was dope. Yeah.
I thought this was for kids.
97, baby.
We've
also, I think Deadpool trailers come out. I've watched that a million times. The second one. That's about it, man. I gotta watch Shogun. I think I'm gonna travel to Vegas. I think I'm gonna watch all of that on the plane.
There you go.
If I don't sleep.
Let's
you up to. What you got, man?
Let's see. What did I? Oh shoot.
Oh, you know what? Hey, I've got one more. I think I text you too. Sound of Metal.
Yeah, you texted me that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Amazon Studios. It won some awards. It's low budget. It is phenomenal. It's
okay.
The story of a guy that plays drums that loses his
hearing.
And he goes
deaf. Yeah.
And like, I play music. I think I'm at like 60% hearing loss in my left ear. it's too real. It's like, I hate this. I don't want to watch it, but
yeah,
that's so good. But
I watched Jury Duty on Prime. It's like it's like a
is that Robert Downey Jr.
And, No.
Okay.
This is a sitcom kind of. They
oh shoot, yeah, it's the girl from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right?
No. This is like, yeah, they've brought in a guy to do jury duty, and they're like making a documentary about a juror. Everybody around him is an actor, and James Marsden's in it.
Oh.
as himself.
Oh.
And
okay, I gotta watch this.
It's hilarious. It's like 8 episodes or 20 minutes a piece. But he's like, he even comments several times. He's like, damn, it's like fucking reality TV.
I'm going to watch this crap. This sounds great.
It's great. Just his reactions to stuff is like, he's talking to James Marsden in the first episode. And he's like, oh, damn, I have seen you. You were in X-Men. He's like, yeah, I was in X-Men and Westworld. And
so he plays himself.
Yeah. And Sonic. Oh. And he's like, and
that's
then,
the
and
perfect,
then,
like, gotcha.
Yeah.
We can fake this. I'm playing myself. Dude.
The next day he comes in. He's like, oh, I watched a Sonic movie last night, dude. Oh, cool. Did you rent it? He's like, no, it's on Hulu. He's like, oh, if you'd rented it, I'd have got a dollar. So.
Oh, and that's too good, dude. I got to watch that.
And then the guy by himself, like on his own, he has a copy of this movie called Sex Drive that James Marsden was in the early 2000s. And he's like, I need you to sign this, dude.
I won't tell you that I've watched that movie. Isn't that the...
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah. He plays a Mennonite in that movie.
Okay.
I just searched Sex Drive on Google, and I don't want to explain what just popped up.
Stuff you don't need
to see. Did not expect to see what I just saw, daggum. But yeah, he plays a... he's not playing a Mennonite. He's just done that. Seth Green plays a Mennonite.
Okay. Yeah, that's very Seth Green, early 2000s kind of movie.
Not a bad movie, but okay. James Marsden plays the weirdest. He's like a jerk.
Yeah.
Not his normal stuff, but...
Yeah. All right, well... That's it for this week. We're taking a break next week because Jake's got to go do work stuff.
Yeah, hey, guys, if I don't come back, I gambled my life away, and I'm in debt, and some dude's got me beat up, and Robert De Niro's clipping my fingers off because I gambled and cheated.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So with that, we'll say you can send a suggestion for what we should do next at secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, secondtakemovies. Jake, you got any farewell parting words
for
us?
Hey, I want to make sure everyone knows what month it is. It's No Wipe November. Do not wipe.
It's May.
Okay, then just crap your pants then. Cool.
All right, we'll see you in a couple
weeks. May?
Whoa.
Hold on. You're going to give me one of them. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
This is the first time I've heard that. So, all right, cool.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.